Welcome to the Summit Church Sermon of the Week. For more information about this podcast and other resources, please visit summitsanmarcos.com.
Dance snippet we got. Oh my goodness. It's just amazing to be a part of, and not just because I married the dance director. It's a fun process, and to see, like what Pastor Teresa said, from 8 students to now, I think it was 420 this semester, 51 classes, expanding from more than just dance, and now it's art and it's drama and acting and singing and just so many awesome ways to present the arts, because we have a Father in heaven who's a creator. We're in the family business. You know, he creates things so we can create things. That's why he gives us that power. He wants to fill us with his Spirit so that we can be co-creators with him. And that's so amazing, because it's the God of the universe who created the heavens and the earth, and then he gives us the power to do the same, to really create things the Bible even says that there's life and death in the power of our tongue. We can create things or destroy things with our words. That's what he did when he created. He spoke things into life. And the thing that I love, and it really hit me this time around, and we've come so far as blessed feet, is that creating something, you have to be vulnerable. When you create something, especially something from nothing and out of scratch, I'm seeing Brittany right here. She creates things out of scratch all the time in her bakery. And scratch is the most amazing ingredient ever, because you can create anything out of it. Yeah, scratch. All right. Oh, man. So creating things takes vulnerability. You have to put yourself out there. When you paint something, hopefully you don't keep them hidden. You display them for people to see. When you make something, especially here in this case with dance, they were up here on a stage in front of you all performing. They had to get the courage to release something and be vulnerable before you all. And did they do an incredible job? It's amazing. And I feel like every year I use Elisa and Bianca as examples, because I literally got to see them from this tall. And when they did their duet today, I'm like, your moms are going to cry. Oh, man. Did you? because they've seen the process. There's such a process from coming from here to, I mean, Bianca's like this tall, but whatever. It's so amazing to see how far they've come. And that can be true for every single one of us, because we have the ability to create inside of us. And sometimes we settle for less, and we shouldn't, and half the time we don't even know we're settling for less. And God created us, and he actually became vulnerable creating us. He's a creator. He put himself out there in order to create each and every one of us, because he created us with a free will, knowing that we could either come to him and love him or completely turn away from him. And if that's not vulnerability, I don't know what is. Because he didn't want robots. He could have just stayed up there by himself and been awesome. I mean, he's awesome and amazing, and he's God. He can do whatever he wants, and he's totally fine with that. But he chose to be vulnerable. He chose to create. And he chose to give us the freedom to choose. And that's scary. I remember, I love tools. I like power tools and woodworking and... Can we get a grunt from all the men? More power. The Binford 9000. Yeah, I'm trying to really get the worship team to let me do prophetic chainsaw carving here on a Sunday. There's something about noise regulations or whatnot. I don't know. I'm sure I could create some really weird stuff out with a chainsaw on a piece of wood. It's this. I don't see it, Chris. I don't know. Anyway, someday we'll get there. In heaven, I'm sure I'll be able to prophetically chainsaw carve stuff. It's fine. All right. All right, I've got 2 minutes to actually bring it back and maybe make this biblical. The cool thing is, God's a creator, and and he sent Jesus to be vulnerable on our behalf again. Like he made him so vulnerable to create us in the first place. But then when we fell, when Adam and Eve sinned and there was the fall away from him, he already had Jesus in the wings waiting to come on stage to be vulnerable on our behalf. So that we could come back to him. He could break down every single barrier. And the cool thing is when in creation, there are three things I want to talk about. In Kids Church, actually, this month, we're talking about, the theme is amped. Woo! It's got lightning bolts and awesome things on the graphics, amped. And the tagline is this, living fully alive. Are we living fully alive? And are we confident in who we are? What is our identity? What is identity? You need to know who you are. I like this. Identity, okay. So identity, creativity, and disruption. And you think of Kids Church, you're like, we don't want disruption in Kids Church. Identity, you need to know who you are. Creativity, you need to know what you're capable of. And disruption is this. If you're in a routine or a habit that's holding you back from everything that God has for you, you need to disrupt that thing. Now, if you have the routine of getting up every morning and reading the Bible and worshiping and doing one-handed push-ups while you drink a green smoothie, you've got a good routine. You're okay. I like those green smoothies. They make me feel alive. But that, you know, I'm doing two-handed push-ups now, but I'll get there. Upgrade, yeah. Matt's probably doing one-handed push-ups. Probably no-handed push-ups at this point. If you're spiritual enough, I think you could do no-handed push-ups. But what are you capable of, and what does God have in your life? I never thought for a moment that I would be in San Marcos, California, on a stage wearing a really pink t-shirt with my somewhat muscles showing, and at a church preaching after a dance show, being married to a smoking hot Southern Californian wife and having two daughters. I never thought I'd have daughters. They just wreck me all the time. Wreck me all the time. Oh my gosh. I was talking to Lily. I'm like, you know, we're dancing on stage next to so-and-so, and he's like really strong, and he's got big muscles. She's like, yeah, just like you, Dad. Yes. I've trained her well. When she asked me for things, I'm like, how do you ask? And she's, please. Well, how do you really ask? Oh, please, great and mighty Father, or something. I've trained her well. She does really good. She gets whatever she wants all the time. It's pretty good. So in your identity, what are the voices that you're listening to? I referenced the fall of man. I referenced Adam and Eve. And when they ate of that fruit and they fell, the first thing they did was cover themselves. And when God came calling, where are you? And they said, well, we had to hide because we were naked. He said, who told you that? What voices are you listening to? Got really quiet. Are we listening right now? God will always speak life. He'll always speak empowerment to you and always speak love to you. What voices are we listening to? I love this. I actually heard this from Joel Osteen about our kids. If we don't tell our kids who they are, someone else will. Because they're listening. They're imitators. We know this. They're little imitators. They watch us and they follow us and they imitate the things and they listen to the things we say. And man, if I could take back some words, I'm like, don't say that. Oh, gosh. Because they listen. They listen. And so what are we speaking over our kids? But then we're all kids. We get to be kids today. We're all kids of a heavenly Father. Yeah, there we go. We got the awesome breakdancers right here. Wobblers. Where are all my kids at? You're all down here. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Where are my kids at? Hey, the graphs are here. All right. All the kids say, whoop, whoop. There you are. All right. They're spread out throughout you. We've infiltrated the adult service. Is this amazing? Yes. They led us down here. Okay. Disruption. I love this. So what voices are you listening to? A great resource for that. Steve Backlund. I don't know if you've ever heard of Steve Backlund. He's out of Bethel. He has a book called You're Crazy If You Don't Talk to Yourself. It's a good devotional. It's a good daily thing. Talk to yourself. Speak good things over yourself because God is doing that already. So you should just agree with him and get over it. Just agree with what he says. And in reading the Bible, you can speak those scriptures over yourself and make sure you have identity. I remember when I came to Summit in 2008, and I had just, I got saved right here. There were stairs right here. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard this story, but there's a lot of leakage out of my face. I got filled with the Holy Spirit right then and there. I felt God for the first time. And I remember for like the whole first year that I was at Summit, and anybody that would pray for me, they'd be praying for it could be a number of things, just praying. And every time without fail, I feel like God's saying he's proud of you. I feel like God's saying he's proud of you. I feel like God's saying he's proud. And then I caught on after a while, after a year of that, and I feel like God's saying, let me guess, he's proud of me? After a while, after he keeps saying it, it sinks in. Because I was dealing with something of insecurity. I was dealing with failure. I felt like I was an absolute failure. And for him to just say, I'm proud of you, that changes things. He's the God of the heavens and the earth. He created every single thing, and he has the time to come down and speak. He's proud of his kids. I'm proud of you, no matter what you've done. That was something, when I got saved, that was an immediate shift that I felt, because I was feeling failure, but I immediately felt fulfilled and successful, which is a crazy thing, because you coming in, you feel broken and hurting, and then just in a moment, he changes it. But it took my mind a little while to catch up. He had to keep speaking it and speaking it and speaking it. So, who told you that? Seasons may come and go in your Christian walk, but your identity should never change. It should always stay the same in God. It's always going to be there, no matter where you're at. Even if you've totally denied God and gone away, your identity in him actually stays the same. Is that crazy? Got really quiet again. Your identity is always there, and he's always waiting for you to come back, but he's never leaving you. He's never left you. So on to disruption, and I'm going to come to a close here pretty soon. Well, there's no kids' church, so I can just keep preaching, huh? Preach. I love this. In Genesis 12, when God called Abram, before he was Abraham, when he called him, he said, you have to leave the place where you're dwelling. But he didn't tell him where to go. He just told him where he couldn't stay. And that's that trust thing. When I get on, I love Google Maps, because it tells me every single twist and turn that comes. And I'm a big picture guy, so I need to know where the end is, which is very frustrating for me when I have to just take the next step. That's kind of like God saying, well, get in the car, and then I'll let you know where we're headed. That disrupts me. That's my thing. Like, I need to know where we're going, God, and how much time it's going to take, how much gas I need, what I should pack, how much food. No, you're fasting. Oh, great. That's a tough thing, to get in the car and not knowing where you're headed, but you know you can't stay where you're at. That's that disruption. If you need to let go of something, if you need to get rid of something, it could be the smallest thing, is just holding you back just a little bit. I love creativity because I've never thought of myself as creative because, I don't know, I grew up kind of that man's man, that macho thing, and now here I am wearing pink and I had glitter in the video. Yeah, I forgot to put my shimmer on today. I never thought I would be here, and I never thought I was creative. It was really hard for me to marry a dance studio director and then help manage backstage all these different shows, and I never thought I was creative. I thought I was just the guy that built the stuff and carried the heavy things. Half the time I still say that. Oh, I just carry heavy things. That's what I do. It's totally not my identity. I'm a creator. And I realized that even with power tools, even with a slab of wood, first time I created a dining room table, I realized that actually I am a creator. I create things. My name is Chris and I create things. Hi, everybody. But the cool thing is every single person, I'm a firm believer in this, that every single person has a bit of creativity in them, and that's their thing, and I need your creativity in my life, and you need my creativity in your life. Because someday you're going to need a dining room table, and you're going to want to eat on that thing. Amber and Jeremiah know, they have one of them there, one of two that I've made, and it's just great because you have to become vulnerable, and you put yourself out there, and man, it's just amazing to do that. And so I would just, if we're going to leave with encouragement, because that's how you should always leave church, being encouraged, all right, try something new today. I mean, you all saw Ben Fogelstrom up here doing ballet. He's like my exhibit A today. And, you know, I love Ben, and he and I are like best friends, and I absolutely love that because I am nothing like him, besides the fact that we like building things, but we're always like testing each other and pushing each other to do different things, and especially like Instagram's great because we can find stuff like, oh my gosh, we should learn how to blow glass. What? I just work with wood. I don't want to do that. No, let's do that. Okay, let's do that. All right. I want to learn how to weld. I want to learn how to do different things. And I mean, he does all these crazy backflips, but he's really good at that. He didn't have to come up here and do ballet, but he's pushing himself. Thanks, Ben, for being my example. He's pushing himself to different levels and different forms of creativity. And that's great. And I think we should all do that. We should all try stuff. It's okay to try. And I'm giving you permission to fail. You're allowed to fail. You don't have to fail. You can totally succeed. You're allowed to succeed too. But it's okay. This is of any place on the planet, this is the place where it's okay to fail. Because we're forgiving. We better be, because he's forgiving. All right. Are we doing okay? You doing okay out there? You doing okay, Brian? You all right over there? Okay. All right, let's close. I want to pray into this creativity. Let's try new things this week. And, you know, actually, sorry. Let's pray. Nope, let's not pray. I just have to share with you this week during the dance show, because we do altar calls at our dance show. We've seen 20 to 25 people get saved at our dance shows. And that's incredible because you come to a show and you don't, it's like going to a movie and then like, and then Robert Downey Jr. decides to like give an altar call as Iron Man. I don't know. Like, oh, and by the way, America, you can accept Jesus. You don't accept that. And it's so, expect that. And it's so great because we've seen people get saved. And I was blown away that even the first night we had so many people, we had a whole family, like mom, dad, and they raised their son's hand together. And like, you're getting saved. We're getting saved. Let's do a family. It was great. And so here's the thing, is salvation's always free and it's always available. Another story about Ben, he got saved by himself in his room just by reading the Bible. You don't have to come to a church service or anything like that to get saved. It's everywhere. Jesus is available at any time, anywhere. So I want to offer that to you today. If you're here for the first time or you want to rededicate your life, maybe you feel like you've gone away and you want to come back, like we serve the God of the second chance. And the third chance, and the fourth chance, and the fifth chance, and all the chances. That's who he is. Everyone say, Jesus, I believe that you died for me, that you were buried, and that you rose again. You rose back to life so that you could bring me to life. Thank you for your forgiveness, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior today. And I ask that you'd fill me with the Holy Spirit all the way from head to toe. I want more of you. All that you have. Push me to try something new to be in the family business of creating. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Be sure to visit summitsanmarcos.com for other exciting content from Summit Church.
Give up your mercy.